voters who wanted to see an independent candidate for governor of New York nominated M. Twain. At the same time, Republicans and Democrats nominated their own candidates, if the press is to be believed, mired in corruption as thieves. Twain thought that an impeccable reputation would guarantee electoral success. But he miscalculated. It all started with a newspaper article. The author accused Twain of perjury when he took a piece of land from a widow in Wakawaka. Twain had never been to Wakawaka. He didn't even see fit to answer. But the newspaper article was only the first swallow. It was followed by articles accusing the independent candidate of alcoholism, stealing things from his barracks mates, etc. The press began to incite concerned citizens to punish such a man steeped in sins. The mob broke into Twain's home and ransacked it. Twain began to receive anonymous blackmail letters. It got to the point where bribed children called him daddy at meetings with voters. As a result, Twain withdrew his candidacy.